What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're well. Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. Love y'all. Thank you for tuning in, making it a part of your day. Thank you for all the listeners around the world, really, around the globe, joining us today for our daily devotional. We're going to call this one A Happy Heart. Where did the happy people go? Dude, nobody seems to be happy anymore. I like food, and probably too much. And my wife and I are like, you know, we are like foodies, really. Every city we go into, we map out the best food. Seriously. I mean, I remember, look, if we go to West Virginia, I literally found the potato chip place that's only like West Virginia. I remember eating my way through everywhere around the world. I mean, Venice, Italy, France. Venice is Italy. Africa. Look, I've eaten my way through the world. I like food. And when I find something loyal, Chris, do you remember when we went to that place with the buffalo chicken pizza? All right, guys, we found a place. They had a gluten-free crust and buffalo chicken pizza. I loved it. And by the time you saw it in my life, I had it four times already. By the time we've eaten it, that was, what, two Sundays ago? I've had it six more times. Dude, listen to me. When I find something that's working, I work it. I like food. I found a croissant place in our area. The guy's amazing. World-renowned chef, whatever. On Christmas Eve, we bought a couple dozen, maybe a dozen croissants. Our family was in town, whatever. And we walked in and they're like, oh, we open at 7, get there early. Well, we had a Christmas Eve service at 9 in West Haven. So we were driving. I was up, right? So I, you know, so 7 a.m. I show up. There was already people there, no surprise. I just came in early, 7 a.m. Christmas Eve morning. And I walk in and there's a woman there, and I was like, hey, we have an order for some croissants. And she's like, I know. I'm like, uh-oh, this is Merry Christmas? And let me tell you something. She was the rudest person I've ever, not ever, but close to ever encountered. And I used to run bake shops. So I was like really getting upset, you know? And she was just, I mean, just nasty. Just like, ugh. And I think she had like a reindeer thing on her head. I mean, the rudest reindeer I've ever seen. And I remember I said to her, hey, I got, because when we did the order, we prepaid everything. And I wanted my everything croissant in a different bag so the garlic and all the whatever didn't, you know, leak on the chocolate croissants. Do you understand? And I said to her, hey, do you think you can please put the everything croissant? That was my request. And she goes, I don't know. I'll see. I'm like, wow, okay, you don't know if you could do that for me? Is it like because you physically can't do it? Like you're not sure that you can do the feat of it? And then they gave us our croissants. We get in the car. They're all plain. They were wrong. So then we had to exchange it. It was a big, and she was nasty. And you know what? Because I really love the place and I love the owner, I had to shoot him a quick message. I said, bro, look, I know you're busy and you're changing the world with your croissants. You got the nastiest person on the planet in the front. And it's New Year's Eve, bro, and she's not happy. New Year's Eve, and she's 7 a.m. New Year's Eve, and she's not happy. This doesn't end well. By 4 p.m., she's going to slice somebody. I'm telling you right now. And I said, bro, handle your help. Whatever, I'm not going to tell others about, you know, that's not how I am, man. Look, if it's a good place, I'll tell others. If it's bad, I'm going to tell you. And I realized at that moment that people just weren't happy. They weren't happy at all. And can I tell you What do you think the number one New Year's resolution is in people's lives? Try to guess. The number one. Yeah, so you better pat your fat belly. The number one New Year's resolution is people want to lose weight. Try to guess the number two. They want to be happy. Crazy. I mean, that's not even, what do you even do for that? A happy shot? Listen, nobody's happy. And as a Christian, there's no excuse for you. We going to turn that frown upside down. We about to turn that frown upside down. That's what I have to do to my five-year-old. Proverbs 15 says this, a happy heart makes a face cheerful. That explains it. But a heartache crushes the spirit. You know, your face tells it all. And we must develop a happy heart. And I don't believe it's a sprinkle dust. I don't believe it's one podcast that's going to fix some of y'all, to be honest with you. But you know something? We can make some decisions today on what happiness is ultimately going to be, because it's a choice. Being happy is your decision. And being sad is your decision. And we better begin to choose wisely, because as believers, there's no excuse. For Jesus to live on the inside of us to be acting like this, crazy. And then blame others for our sadness, even crazier. If the anchor of the world lives in me, there's nothing you can do to change that temperature and that mood. Sorry. Happiness is a choice. I've been to Africa in villages where people never even seen white people before. Do you understand me? And white guys show up and try to hand food out and bless them. And guess what? They're happy before, during, and after. When I show up and they're starving, they're still happy. Happiness is a decision. It's a you problem. We have more than we've ever had ever in America. More access, more internet, more, and we're less happy. That's a you issue. We've been overstimulated by life to where we've lost the gift of happiness. And the fact that 37% of people want to lose weight shows you how fat America is. And the fact that 32% want to be happy, we are overweight and sad? What kind of culture is this? First world problems is right. And so you have got to make a difference. Stop looking at everybody else in your life. And it begins with you. After the break, I'm going to tell you exactly how you're going to have a happy heart and live this life and smile. We're going to turn that frown upside down. We're about to turn that frown upside down.
Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
I got a friend in San Diego. You have to meet him to even think it's real. And look, when I go to San Diego, you're a little irritated. I come from New England, right? It's like you don't really talk to people. You know, you're kind of looking at them with an angle. You go to San Diego, everybody's smiling, happy, 73 for life, for the weather. And, there's this kid, Josh Spitzbergen. You can't make this up, bro. You cannot make this up. Josh Spitzbergen has a perma smile. And it is big and it is cheesy. And I thought it was fake. I remember looking at him on platform. He was leading worship and he had this like grin. And I realized it was bothering me. Because I'm like, oh man, this dude's putting it on the platform. You know what I mean? Dude, in between worship, he's still doing it. When he put his guitar away and he lifted his head up to step off the stage, he still had the smile. And I thought, people are made like this? I mean, honestly. And then he goes through some horrific situations, right? Had a little girl named Anna premature. I mean, God, it was a miracle. She is alive. And you watch him through it. Guess what? He's still perma smiling. I wish you could put a tattoo of smiling. You can't. You can't fake this stuff, friends. And look, I'm not saying I'm not a natural smiler. My face doesn't naturally do that. My eyebrows are, I was born in this world with a scowl. But when I met Josh Spitzbergen, oh boy, made me realize that I just have to smile more. That's literally, I'm just sorry. I'm just showing a picture of him. This is every day. So the guy just has a smile. Everything he's doing, it's like his natural resting face is a smile. And it started bothering me because I realized that when you find someone that just smiles for a living, when you find somebody that smiles and just punched his face, when you find somebody that smiles for a living, you realize how much you don't smile. And I just read you a scripture that said a happy heart would make a cheerful face. Ouch. A happy heart will make a cheerful face. Proverbs 15:13. But heartaches crush the spirit. Is your heart happy today? Are you somebody that people look at and they just, it brings them joy? Probably not. But we've got to change that, friends. And we've got to realize that if you're not smiling, it's because you've given somebody else power to take it away. If you're not smiling, it's because you've given the enemy the ability to remove it in your life. Because while so many people are trying to lose weight and trying to fit some lifestyle that they've never even prepared for, the devil is beating you over the head, trying to hit you with who he thinks you are. And the reality is, we've got to make some decisions to have a happy heart. We've got to make some decisions to smile in the face of interruptions. We smile in the face of fear. We smile in the face of opposition. We laugh. Because joy is medicine for your soul. And, you know, look, I bet the point of the proverb is that a smile naturally results from the condition of the inner heart. A happy heart, friends, is a heart at peace, content, and yielded to God's best. You become happy. Listen, everybody believes that you're happy from the outside in. It doesn't happen. You're happy from the inside out. I remember years ago, people would come in our church and they'd need money. I mean, we were in a really poor area. We feed, the homeless almost every morning, Monday through Friday. And we love giving back, but people would come and they would state these like elaborate cases and make me think that if they just had $500, they would be happy. Or they could have their electric on and their kid could take a warm bath. And I'm like, oh man, here's $500. Oh, that's all you need. That's all it is in life. And then I realized that money means it's not going to do anything for them. Because happiness isn't, I just need a new car and then I'll be happy. You're lying to yourself. Happiness is being joyful in your heart before the car ever comes. Happiness isn't, well, if I had a husband, no, you'll never have a husband because your attitude is such. You want a husband? Start smiling. Start laughing in the face of being single. Start thanking God for the attributes you can have when you're single that you can't have when you're married, and God will bring you a husband. But we are so fixed, bent on what we don't have, what we're lacking. It is vitally important that we turn that frown upside down. We're going to turn. It's so vitally important that you become happy from the inside out. And that starts with Christ. That starts with Jesus in our lives. He is our source of happiness. My wife, your husband, it's not going to be a person that's going to make you happy. You're lying to you. If only my mom was here and she died. No, your mother's not going to ever make you. Look, your mom living or dying doesn't mean anything. It's your happiness in your heart, that's going to make a difference in this life. And the Bible says that we must guard our heart with all diligence, because out of it, out of your heart, will flow the issues of life. Wow. Maybe your smile is a reflection of your inner happiness. Maybe the world that's running around right now trying to get happy can't unless they get happy inside first. So I declare to you today that you're going to be happy, and you're going to be happy because you choose to, and you're going to declare, I am happy. I want you to do it right now. I am happy. Come on, I need to hear it one more time. I am happy. Yeah, you are. Laugh more, enjoy life. Stop taking things so serious. And when you get a little joy inside, it's going to